Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I'm going to read the rest of this chapter, verse number 29. Lord willing, we'll finish this chapter today. It'd be a milestone if I can get that many verses under our belt today, but I think by God's grace we can. Hebrews chapter number 12. Begin in verse number 18. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor into the blackness and darkness, and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of word, which voice they that heard entreated that that word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. Literally, as the old King James word for a spear. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are coming to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, and of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Now, you remember the background of what all is taking place here, and then you'll understand where we're coming from, or where Paul's coming from in this passage of Scripture. Remember, a lot of the Hebrew believers were going back to Judaism. They were going back, and remember, what is the key word in the book of Hebrews? Better. And we see it again here in this passage of Scripture, how Jesus is so much better. The new covenant is so much better than the old covenant. Why are you going back there? And again, he draws that out in this passage of Scripture, because in verse number 18 it says this, for ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched. He's talking about Mount Sinai, that mount that the law was given there. And the writer, who was Paul, began telling the Jewish believers where what they had come from, and remember what they had come to, and their relationship with God. What a difference Jesus Christ makes. In Exodus chapter 19, verses 10 through 25, explains what it was like when the children of Israel would go to Mount Sinai. And I want to read just these few verses. What it was like when Israel came to Mount Sinai, in Exodus chapter 19, we read these words. Verse number 10. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day the Lord will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, take heed to yourself, that ye go not up into the mount, or touch the border of it. Whosoever toucheth the mount shall surely be put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. And when the trumpet soundeth long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, be ready again the third day, and come not at your wives. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount. I hope you get this picture. It's pretty terrifying. A thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the neither part of the mount. In other words, out away from the mount. Remember, you touch it, you die. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because the Lord descended in it in a fire, the presence of God. And the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. When the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. By the way, it's pretty intense, isn't it? And the Lord came down upon the Mount Sinai and on the top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the top of the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto the Lord to gaze, and many of them perish. In other words, they may try to see me, but it ain't happening. And let the priest also, which come near to the Lord, sanctify themselves, lest the Lord break forth upon them. Even the priest couldn't go up there. And Moses said unto the Lord, the people cannot come up to the Mount Sinai, for thou chargest us, saying, set bounds about the mountain, sanctify it. And the Lord said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee, but let not the priests and the people break through to come upon the, up unto the Lord, lest he break forth upon them. So what Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. What a difference Jesus makes. And Paul is reminding those Jewish people, that's the way it was. But now it's so much different. It's so much better. I have a few things that I wanted to know quickly. The difference between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. The Mount Sinai was fenced off. There was no trespassing, or the penalty would be death. We read that in verses 12 and 13. At Mount Sinai, they were commanded to wash their clothes and abstain from sexual relations. That's what it meant to come not unto your wives. Okay, abstain from sexual relations with your wives and wash your clothes. You see that in verse 14, 15. In verse 16, there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud. In verse 16 and 17, there's a sound of the trumpet commanding the people to meet with God. In verses 16 and 17. In verse number 18, there was more smoke like a furnace, and then there was earthquakes. No wonder the people were terrified. In verse number 19, the trumpet sounded long, and it became louder and louder and louder until Moses would speak, and God would answer him. That's in verse 19. And then in verse number 25, God spoke to Israel through Moses from Mount Sinai, but he warned them to stay away. And then I want you to see verse number 19. Look at verse number 19, when it said, when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and it waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered by him. That's what he's talking about. But the reaction was that they were terrified. Even Moses, look in verse number 21. No, that was verse number 20. And Moses said unto the people, go down, charge the people, lest they break through the gates, and many of them perish. And they were terrified. And even Moses himself was terrified, because in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse number 19, it says this, that he was exceeding afraid and trembling. So not only were the people of Israel afraid, even Moses was afraid, because if you make one wrong move, the penalty was death.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.